awesome. That's everybody. Can all members of the public see in here? And I guess indicate with a thumbs up also. Perfect. Still good. Oh, there's Brandon. All right. Oh, Bart. That's smart. Okay. This meeting is being recorded. Once President Brooks asks me to call the roll, indicate you are here, as well as give permission to record by verbally stating here, permission to record. Very good. Thank you, Lisa. I call the March 2nd, 2021 special board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call, roll, and note the time.
Sure. It is 6:49. Commissioner Boren.
Here, permission to report.
Commissioner Colby.
Commissioner Boren, yes.
Commissioner Ludden.
Yes, permission to report.
Commissioner Underdunk.
I'm here, permission to record.
President Brooks.
Here, permission to record. Let's see, it is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. Okay, I'm going to assume that is no, and we will move on to discussion on Cock Park renovation bid. Lisa Shepherd and Chris Weiner will lead the discussion.
Excellent. Information is in your packet on our results for our bid for Cock Park, and I'm going to throw it over to Chris.
Thank you, Lisa. So we received 5 qualified bids, of which 4 were very favorable. We modified the contract a little bit because we were able to get some of the electrical work done as part of the Connect Glencoe project, which was eligible for federal and state funding, so that didn't come out of our pocket. In addition, we were able to reduce the scope a bit by changing from sod to grass seed, so that gave us a very favorable outcome due to the fact that there's lower labor costs and lower material costs.
Linda, can you please, thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
So, very favorable bid. Based on the bid numbers that came back in our construction budget, we have funding within budget to do the base bid and the alternate, as well as some additional contingency in case we run into any unknown issues with that masonry wall out there. So on the whole, it was a really, really good bid.
And Chris did his homework and checked references.
He
were the lowest responsible bidder, and that they were very good.
Yes.
So we are very comfortable with this, the lowest responsible bidder. Anybody have any questions?
Just a quick question. Chris, on the planting of the grass, it's actually better for you to do the do it by hand than it is to go bring in sod?
I totally agree with you, Dudley.
Yes, correct. It's actually healthier in the long run, yes.
Yeah, you know, sod is very temperamental, especially in that size. You know, we had a wrestling match with Berlin Field for the first 2 years in particular. In that field was irrigated, and it was a very high-end sports field. So my belief is that by seeding it, we're going to get much better performance, a much deeper root, and do it at a much lower cost.
So the downturn is that we'll have to keep it closed longer, but in the long run, it'll be a much better product than that.
Absolutely. And, you know, by having the special board meeting the first week of March, we're getting a jump on the project, so we're going to be able to break ground as soon as weather allows.
Great. Thank you.
Quick question. Chris, how long do you think it will take start to finish, and then how long will it be roped off while the grass...
I would say that things will likely be wrapped up by Memorial Day, but we'll have a lengthy grow-in, probably another 3 to 5 weeks after that. So I would really, really like to have folks running around in that front yard area there in late June.
Good.
And that's, you know, barring having 30 inches of rain in April.
Is there any reason the bids came in as favorable to us?
Well, I highlighted it in my memo. First off, we removed sod from the contract, so that was about $45,000 was our estimate for that. So we created an allowance for us to obviously do that and requested that the board leave the budget where it is. In addition, Lisa, we were able to do the underground utility work as part of the federally funded trail project. So that was taken out of the scope. So the scope got smaller. We had a really tight bid document, and you know, COVID has really changed the bid climate right now. There's a lot of municipalities that aren't out there doing projects like this.
I would like also like to add that because of Connect Glencoe and that grant we received from IDOT, there are more people that that bid on that project were approved by IDOT to that project that now know about Glencoe Park District. So while normally we had Hacienda being the low bidder, we had a lot more bidders going for this project because of the scope of what it was. So those were new to the Park District bidding arena and thus had a more competitive bid.
Yeah.
Right.
I would agree with that.
Are there any other questions for Chris or Lisa?
Chris, is the scope of this project, does this include the sort of S-shaped sidewalk from the plaza that goes south?
It does.
So it includes the alternate, which is the I guess plaza area, that front area that matches the other side, includes that for our same budgeted price. So we got the original scope and that front alternate for the same price that we budgeted for.
Right. I'm happy about the competitiveness of bid. I remain concerned about paving more of Polk Park with sidewalks that, if I recall, is parallel to the existing sidewalk. Well, it's not exactly parallel because it's curvy, but
that's a good point, Josh. You know, we, as we talked about it a little bit in the last meeting, you know, if we're gonna do that plaza and we're gonna make it a gateway to the park, I think we're gonna find that it naturally channels people through the stone walls. You know, our options are, you know, concrete like we spec'd or soil, which I think we're going to probably find gets pretty muddy during the transition. So, I mean, we could look at an aggregate product. I mean, that's not in the budget or in the bid as it is, but that is an option if the board is, you know, wants to further explore that.
Chris and Lisa, would it be, I mean, I don't know if we have an appetite for increasing the budget to accommodate that. However, aesthetically and maybe in terms of sustainability, I have no idea. Perhaps this is something we could revisit as the project gets started and then we have a change order, or is that not?
So we want to sign our contract as soon as possible.
Okay.
So, typically the process after this meeting is tomorrow we'll write the contract, sign it, and send it to the contractor, because we want to have the long lead time items ordered.
Okay.
So I would say that, is it theoretically possible to revise the design as we go? Absolutely. Are there going to be additional costs in that? Yes, there are. So.
Hey, Chris, do you have a picture of what he's talking about that you can throw on the screen?
I do. Give me a second.
Denny, can you make it shareable?
It's already done.
Okay.
No, just give me a second. I apologize.
No. My bad. I didn't ask you to have this ready. Just so you can see exactly what we're talking about.
One second. Lisa, did we discussed it in the last board meeting, correct? Yeah, in the February
meeting. Jenny, I believe so. Jenny, do you recall?
Yeah, just a second. I'm running through a couple of different meeting packets to see if I can.
I think it was board. It's either committee or board meeting.
Yeah.
While we're waiting, does anyone have any other comments or questions? Okay, no. All right.
Since we're waiting for Chris, I'll just try and clarify that I don't really want, or nor am I asking for replacing cement with aggregate. I was trying to articulate during the discussion that we had about this, that I think it would be great to have this be a plaza that opens up into the park. And I certainly don't want it to be muddy. So I think if the plaza is wide enough, people will disperse out from the opening and not trample the grass to the extent it would be muddy. But I would strongly prefer not to see more cement in the park. In the form of another sidewalk.
Well, on the other side where there's the same opening, there are paths, whether or not they're concrete or aggregate, there are paths so that if it is muddy, you don't have to walk. But here, the path all the way to the box out to the right, is that the sidewalk that is there?
The white concrete, the white pathway to the left is sidewalk, and then the lighter gray, I don't think, you can't see my cursor, right, can you?
Yeah, we can.
This is the proposed sidewalk as in the bid.
Well, what about the white line off to the left of the gray? Is that the sidewalk?
This is existing.
That's existing.
Yeah.
So there is a path through if it's muddy.
I could be wrong, but I think the idea is it's going to be muddy because there's no path, so that what is proposed in the light gray area is people coming to the desire point, entering the park, and then it becoming just a muddy desire pathway instead of an actual pathway that draws them in and then onto that sidewalk that arguably is kind of placed in a, you know, it's not placed in the exact, in what one might think of as the entrance. It's kind of down the sidewalk and then, so I'm guessing that's the thinking.
Yeah, Go ahead, Chris.
In addition, you know, the scope of the drainage that we're installing in the park isn't really in that area around the wall. So that area is going to be wet when it rains, and you know we're going to be effectively channeling users through that wet grass. So just something to definitely think about.
And the original sidewalk was put there because, if you recall, my cursor doesn't work. There was a full wall there, so that was the natural line to go pick it up from the sidewalk and go down. Now if you open up that wall and take the alternate, do this plaza, that's where they're going to go. They're just going to follow that desire line through. So we have to put something, whether it's concrete or aggregate, something, some kind of pathway has to be put in, or there's less nothing. But people will take their bike there or whatever. So
I don't know if Stephanie has follow-up questions. She seems to be screaming at her children at the present moment. But does anyone else have any thoughts? And I understand Josh's thinking. You know, we should be always considering and concerned with adding concrete, you know, because it's just something that we all sort of kind of always in the back of my mind bothers me. And so I know, you know, this is a reasonable thing to be concerned with. I guess my feeling about it is, I guess this is the way it always goes, but I think it would be useful as it is seen on this plan. So, does anyone have Dudley? What would you like to say?
Chris, would you need to put some pipes under that concrete to drain that upper left-hand corner?
Yes. It's under drained, so it's not like. I mean, there's going to be drainage in the vicinity. It's going to be a drastic improvement, but I just want everyone to understand that there's going to be a muddy pathway there connecting that plaza to the closest sidewalk or the gazebo.
Yeah, it'll just be natural.
Yeah, and it's just going to be natural people cutting across, you know, walking in the same. It's human nature to walk the shortest distance between two points. So we're definitely going to see that.
Whether it's there's rain or not. Will you have a
yes.
To a drainage system from that upper left-hand corner under the proposed sidewalk into the other drainage.
Yeah, we could do that.
I just don't want it to be concrete and then covered with water.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
And deal with it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay. Then I guess we can move on to the action item. Mm-hmm. I entertain a motion to approve the lowest responsible bidder for the Cock Park renovation base bid and alternate number one, Integral Construction of Romeoville, Illinois, for a total of $205,832 as presented. Can someone move the motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Colby?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
No.
Commissioner Onderdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Okay, now we'll move on to other business. Lisa Shepherd will present any information.
No other business.
Okay. Lickety split, here we go. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh, we got a lot of them. I heard Boren first. Second?
Second.
Underdonk?
Yep. Yep. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Colby?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Okay, so now Lisa could...